Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently published a series on the Green Tree Teutonia Apartments, a public housing complex and learning center on Milwaukee's far north side. The series covers the people living and working there, the institution's success stories, and how it defies stereotypes of public housing. Reporter and photographer Angela Peterson spent 15 months at the site gathering interviews, taking photos, and getting to know the residents. She recently gave Lake Effect Sam Woods a tour of the site, where a feeling of safety was palpable.
What does it feel like to feel safe? Of course, there's being physically safe, where your body is not in danger of physical harm. But at Green Tree Teutonia Apartments, safety comes in many forms. And for Raphael Ford, feeling safe sounds something like this. In the neighborhood. Artist name Mayhem, or Mayhem 3, Ford is a musician, rapper, and a member of the Milwaukee Hittas, a competitive drumline group that you may have seen performing at Brewers games. He spent much of his teenage years at the Green Tree Teutonia Community Learning Center, catching up on schoolwork and honing his musical talents.
I learned how to do everything in there, pretty much like basic math, and I learned how to read in there because they had me read for extra time. I learned how to make music. But basically, I just learned. I grew up in there.
The Learning Center and the residents of Green Tree Teutonia Apartments are the subject of a recent series from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Together, the two public housing complexes house around 700 residents in 328 units. Rent is calculated based on income, with the difference subsidized by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, and units are managed by the Housing Ministries of Wisconsin. Many residents stay for decades and often find work at the complex or by using employment services there. The series was led by photographer and journalist Angela Peterson, who collected stories at Green Tree for 15 months. Perhaps by coincidence, or perhaps by fate, her journey to photography was nurtured in the 1970s at a community center similar to Green Tree near her childhood home in Washington, D.C. And as fate would have it, her photography journey began with young love.
When I was in junior high school, I had a crush on this guy. I'll just say Dennis C. I won't say his last name.
Protect the innocent. Yeah.
And he was in the photography club. And it was actually this crush that led me to photography. And I don't always start with that story. But my girlfriends, they were like, well, join the club because Dennis is in it. I'm like, okay. So I joined the club.
Her crush didn't last. But a lifelong love for photography was born in this class. Soon, Peterson enrolled in a vocational high school focusing on photojournalism and connected with mentors at the Washington Post to kickstart her career. But even today, she remembers one of her instructors at the community center in Washington, D.C., who gave her a safe space to be herself and explore her art.
The person who led the class, and I don't know his full name, we just called him Bubba. Black man, kind of round, and kind of, you know, almost Santa Claus-ish, like, almost if you will, when he laughed, his stomach kind of jiggled and everything. But he had such a warm personality, and he was so encouraging to me when I became interested in photography.
Walking into Green Tree decades later, Peterson remembered getting a similar feeling to the center that nurtured her passions as a teenager, a feeling that people cared and that she would be encouraged to be herself.
I know that Milwaukee, in some communities, is not very safe. But when I went through the door, I felt safe. And I think the kids there feel safe as well. They feel safe to be themselves. They feel safe to run around. They feel safe to be in a space where they can learn. They feel safe where they could be encouraged. And that's what I took away just within, like, 2 days of just being there. I mean, just that quick. And I was like, she's like this magnet to not only the kids, but the adults, too, as well.
The magnet Angela referred to is Vicki Davidson, program director at the Green Tree Teutonia Learning Center. She's worked at Green Tree for 26 years and even lived there for 12. Like Angela and Raphael, she remembers the support she received when she was young, both from her parents and from a friend's observation when she decided to go back to college at Alverno after having her son.
My best friend from high school said, you're going back to school? She said, you should. You're so smart. And no one had ever really said I was so smart. I really had not ever heard anyone say, I didn't think of myself as being smart. And I had to think about that. I said, well, maybe I can do this. Not that my mother and father weren't encouraging. Not that I didn't do okay in school. But for someone to say you're smart, that's huge. And I tell her right now today, you've always been a huge supporter. And it's made a difference. Those words, her words, resonate.
Today at Greentree, Miss Vicky is a never-ending source of love and support. See, many folks come to Greentree at an especially low point in their lives, when stability and safety are top priorities for adults and children alike. The Learning Center offers computers, printers, and services for filling out job applications, writing and printing resumes, and otherwise supporting Greentree residents and the surrounding community in their effort to find a stable income. For children, the Learning Center offers summer enrichment programs, scholastic support, African dance classes, games, events, field trips, and more. The result is a center where children feel safe to ask for help and to create lifelong memories.
When children remember something with joy, they remember a field trip, they remember something Mr. Martinez said or did that they can still laugh about, or they remember something I said or did that they can laugh about. That's where the joy comes in, knowing that you created memories and that the memories mean so much that they still come back to let you know, life is good or that something may not be good. We've had some tragedies over the years, but those are the moments that we live for, I think.
But Miss Vicky will be the first to tell you that often love is rooted in accountability, in seeing the potential in someone and holding them accountable to reaching that potential. To instill this in the young people at the Learning Center, the Greentree staff developed a responsibility paragraph, and children of all ages are expected to recite it every morning during the summer program.
It is time for me to stop blaming others for the way I act and start taking responsibility for my own actions.
I am who I am because of the choices I make.
Responsibility is the key to my success. If it is to be, it is up to me.
Miss Vicky remembers being surprised when her son, now in his 30s, still has the responsibility paragraph memorized.
Years ago, he was in a program, a Saturday program, and he's in his 30s and he still knows it by heart. He says, Ma, he says, I can't believe it. He says, but I do know. I said, you still remember that? He says, yeah, you know, when you learn something as a child, he said, it just sticks with you. And I said, well, then the key to that, of course, is if you can impart and pour into children early and keep pouring into them, it's more likely to stick with them.
Moments like this are what Miss Vicky and the staff at Greentree lay the groundwork for. Miss Vicky will be the first to tell you that progress can be slow, and some folks slip through the cracks, unable to meet the expectations set by the Learning Center or apartment complexes. But overall, public housing communities like the Greentree and Titonia Apartments and the Greentree Learning Center have found a way to get countless Milwaukeeans back on their feet, one job application at a time, one reading lesson at a time, and one calming exhale at a time. And after 26 years of service, Miss Vicky has seen dividends paid on that stability and safety in the forms of stable, successful, and safe alumni.
We've done a lot, and a lot of people have come through our doors. But you know what the most rewarding thing is to have people come back, to have parents come back and tell you, my little kids, remember them? Oh, they're all grown up now, or they're in high school now, or they're in grade school now, and they're doing good. I'm doing good. I just bought a home. I just moved into a 3-bedroom townhouse. And you know what their struggle was when they were here. And then you see from whence they've come and where they are now. That's the most rewarding for me.
And as Angela Peterson can attest, tomorrow's success stories, tomorrow's Angelas, tomorrow's Vickies, and tomorrow's Raphaels are finding safety and stability at Greentree as we speak.
There was one student, first name was Angel, and she walked in the first day, and she was very quiet, and she had a book. And she used this book as a shield to not associate with the other children, in my opinion. She's very, very shy. By week 3, the book had come down. She was doing cartwheels outside with the kids during recess. And it creates like this opportunity for kids to forge friendships with each other. Now, don't get me wrong, there's drama that happens too. Some kids don't like each other. That happens everywhere. But I noticed how she started to come out of her shell. And it was wonderful. And the adults, I could hear them talking about that. Look at the, she didn't bring the book today. Where's the book? You know, she's interacting. She's talking. She's, you know, she's putting her arms around someone. You know, she's broken down that shell. She's put it aside so that others could come into her space too as well. And I think that's what happens at Green Tree. They create an environment where it's supportive for everyone to be in the same space. They create a space where they want everyone to succeed.
That piece was produced by Sam Woods and includes sound from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Angela Peterson, Green Tree Teutonia Community Learning Center Program Director Vicki Davidson, artist Raphael Ford, and Green Tree Youth. The complete series featuring stories, photos, and videos from Green Tree is available at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.